helps himself.
Or in the past, he...
He helped himself.
And he has.
Helped himself mm-hmm. before.
And if you decided not to eat something, you would say, no, thank you,
I have eaten.
Or if you're refusing one particular thing.
No, thank you.
If you absolutely...
I would just simply say, no, thank you.
If you really, you hate the thing that they passed to you, that's all you'd say?
Well, etiquette would only say, well, no, thank you.
Suppose it were just...
You wouldn't say, no, thank you, I don't like it.
Just in your family, would you say that?
In the family, I might say, no, thank you, I don't like it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. If food had been cooked and served a second time, what would you call it?
Leftover.
And then what would you say you had done to the food? The food has been...
The food has been reheated.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you put food in your mouth and you begin to...
Chew.
And then after you chew, you...
Swallow.
So he could chew the piece of meat, but he couldn't...
Couldn't swallow the piece of meat.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then what would you call peas and beets and that sort of thing? The general term.
Peas and beets. Vegetables.
Mm-hmm. And do you have a specific term for ones that are grown at home rather than bought?
No, other homegrown.
Okay. And the small plot where you grow vegetables is a...
It's a garden.
Would you ever call it a truck patch?
No.
Okay. And what is the starch that's made from the inside of a grain raised in Louisiana, Arkansas, and Texas? They eat it in China.
A starch?
Little white grains. The Chinese eat it.
That's not rice.
Yes, it is.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
What do you have any terms for cheap or illegal whiskey?
Moonshine.
Anything else?
Rot gut.
Does that mean it's dangerous?
No, that means that it's cheap, illegal whiskey.
Okay. Anything else?
I got that from a friend of mine. let's see, moonshine. Sometimes it's called white lightning.
Mm-hmm. How about homemade beer?
It's called homebrew.
Do you have any slang terms for beer?
No. Because I think of ale as not being slang, just being a weaker
mm-hmm.
beer.
Mm-hmm.
Homebrew is the only, would be the only slang term that I would know.
Do you have any terms for cheap wine, any slang terms?
No. Other than Ripple.
Mm-hmm. Is that a brand?
That's a brand.
But it's used for...
But it is a cheap wine. And so it's a modern term also. So that it's used to indicate that it's a cheap wine.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard of Sweet Lucy?
No.
Okay. Have you ever heard of Splo?
No.
Okay. I think that gets all of the alcoholic beverages. when something is cooking and it makes a good impression on your nostrils, you would say to someone, just
smell it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I don't know whether you've mentioned both of these things. I think we have mentioned both of them. The stuff you pour on pancakes is?
Syrup.
And then what is the stuff that's like that, but it's darker? And
molasses.
What is the difference?
I think molasses would be darker and thicker. And I always thought of molasses as being a little bit more tart, having a more piquant taste.
Mm-hmm. So in a sentence, if you start out the sentence with the molasses and then thicker than syrup, would you?
I would say that the molasses is thicker than the syrup.
Okay. I think most people do say molasses is, though every now and then somebody will say molasses are. Yeah. Mm-hmm. What do you do with grits? Is that singular or plural?
I always say ah.